Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we had a big rally at the Capitol yesterday. Those who are looking to repeal New York's SAFE Act, that's gun rights supporters, as well as some political figures out there yesterday.
Yeah, thousands of people gathered at the Empire State Plaza in Albany on Tuesday. Gun rights activists have long blasted Governor Andrew Cuomo for enacting what is known as the SAFE Act, which stands for the Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act. The act bans the possession of high-capacity magazines, creates a registry of assault weapons, and requires ammunition dealers to do background checks. New Yorkers have until April 15th to register guns that are considered assault weapons under the SAFE Act. The pro-gun rally yesterday was organized by SCOPE, which stands for Shooters Committee on Political Education. National Rifle Association President Tom King stopped by but did not participate in the rally. But there were lots of politicians and other notable figures. Celebrity billionaire Donald Trump was there, as well as Buffalo businessman Carl Palladino. Rob Astorino, the first announced Republican candidate for governor, was there as well, and he said if voters elect him governor, he would move to repeal the SAFE Act, and said that New York should instead be focusing on mental health issues.
Well, I warn everybody and apologize in advance, but I see in this other story that there's a fungus among us.
You can't help yourself, can you? This is in Glenville. 18 red oaks were removed yesterday as part of the State Department of Environmental Conservation's latest effort to prevent the spread of the deadly oak wilt fungus. The fungus is most prevalent in the central and midwestern states and was first discovered in New York in Glenville's Glen Oaks neighborhood back in 2008. In 2009, they cut down 75 oak trees in that neighborhood. Yesterday, they were just removing 18. Two of the trees had tested positive for the fungus in the fall. But as part of the effort, crews also had to remove 16 mature red oaks within a 150-foot radius to prevent the disease from spreading through the roots. The roots of the oaks graft together, apparently, and the fungus can spread that way, according to the senior forester for the state that we talked to. The goal is to prevent the disease from spreading to the area's many, many oaks, even though they've cut down 75 back in 2009 and another 18 yesterday. There are still many, many oaks in that neighborhood. And they did it at this time of year to prevent borers from coming out of the trees and potentially spread to other red oak.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com and certainly pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.